Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Hope this one finds you well. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring all of this. And I want to talk a little bit more about Doctor Who. Now, I wrote a Substack on the issue of Doctor Who being exterminated by the viewers the other day, which seemed to do extraordinarily well, even in this age of censorship. And I thought I would return to the field of play, so to speak, here on the podcast channel. So anyway, I want to talk about, first of all, a story I covered a little while ago. I think it was in the Metro where the following headline appeared: "Sorry, straight white men, Doctor Who was never made just for you." Right? You remember that headline? Yeah. And then the next headline I want to is from last week. BBC Doctor Who fans label the new series woke and unwatchable as viewer ratings drop. And just to put that in additional context, there's been, I think there's maybe three or four editions of the new series of Doctor Who with Nkuti Gatwa as the Doctor. And I believe each one of them has successively recorded the worst ever overnight viewing figures ever in the history of Doctor Who, right? So when I commented on this, and all the usual suspects come back and say, "Don't you understand, David? You're such a boomer. It's all about the fact that it's all about streaming now. It's all about overnight streaming, and don't forget Disney Plus, and don't forget this, that, and the other." Yeah, hang on a second. Fact of the matter is that no less a figure than Nkuti Gatwa, the Doctor himself, said he was sad. He was sad to see Doctor Who fans no longer watching Doctor Who as it pushes for, in his words, diversity. Right? So listen, don't take it up with me. Take it up with Doctor Who yourselves. He's not happy about it because he said he wasn't happy about it. But, you know, look, the fact of the matter is that Doctor Who was a series, a sci-fi series aimed at impressionable children, maybe teenagers, and that was it. So in a way, it wasn't made for straight white men. Not that that should matter. But there's people who grew up in the 1960s and 70s watching Doctor Who, and they enjoyed it. And I guess, you know, it's like a lot of things, habits that we learn. They decided to stick with it over the many decades. Now, it did disappear entirely when it absolutely collapsed. I think it was in the 1990s or whenever. But it came back in the noughties with Christopher Ecclestone giving us a much more gritty sort of northern Doctor. And it seemed to work okay, and got some good viewing figures. If I remember rightly, back then and sort of the subsequent period with David Tennant and whatnot, it was getting like 10 million views, overnight views. Now it's down to 2. But the apologists are saying, it doesn't matter. Gazillions, billions of people around the galaxy are watching it. They're streaming it, David Vance. You don't understand anything. What I understand is that when you go woke, you go broke. And I'm afraid this Doctor Who series, which, I mean, apparently in the second episode, I don't know if any of you have watched it, by the way. I certainly haven't. But I understand in the second episode, I believe the villain corrects somebody's pronouns. Yeah. So it's pronoun wars we're now fighting in Doctor Who. And you wonder why people are turning off. Are you sure about that being a good idea? People don't want this. Kids want to be entertained. They want to be scared. They want to be, bamboozled by the plot and the tech and all that kind of stuff. That's what they want in 2024. Pretty obvious what kids want. What they don't want is woke garbage, as I've pointed out in social media. Now, I've been met with a wall of abuse for pointing out the fact that it's woke garbage, but it is woke garbage. The Daleks wanted to exterminate. The new villain in Doctor Who wants to correct your use of pronouns. Can you see how bad this is getting? So listen, I mean, and by the way, this has got nothing to do with the skin color of the Doctor. He's a Time Lord. He could be green. He doesn't even have to be human, does he? So, you know, and well, sexuality shouldn't come into it. This is a program for kids. Although, that being said, I vividly remember, especially in the 1970s, the doctor always had a homely companion who was usually quite a sexy female. And I think that was aimed at the burgeoning young teenage boy audience who were watching it. Why not? What's not to like about that when you're 12 or 13 or whatever it was? So so the whole Doctor Who thing is, it's kind of mad, but it does show us that this woke mind virus, it's feeding its way through everything, and it's like acid, because everything that it touches, it destroys. So I prefer to remember Doctor Who in the days of John Pertwee, when, or Tom Baker perhaps. Those were good times. When the villains were clearly villains, even if the BBC didn't give it a big production budget, but that was fair enough. It was well written, and it was always, I can remember as a child watching it, you know, in the 1960s, hiding behind the settee, panicking that the Daleks would get me. But then I was about, 6 year old, something like that. So anyway, there we have Doctor Who. The media told white, straight white men, don't watch it. It's not made for you. We accepted the challenge. We're not watching it. And basically, at this point in time, I'm not sure if anyone's going to be watching it very soon. Thanks for listening.